But I We Dream by Kit Aosu, read by Tsuki Nobara, fandom, A Knight's Tale. She is 19 when she marries Godwin, a terrified girl with the body of a woman and the hands of a blacksmith. He's a farmer, not a serf. Her father makes enough money for a decent dowry. An honest, quiet, hardworking man. Kate finds herself liking him. Not quite loving, but she's lucky, still, even though she aches for cold steel under her hands and warm flames in her face. Kate misses Godwin when he dies, taken by the plague with the first vestiges of spring peeking through a harsh winter, swept away like the last of the snow. She misses his quiet kindness, his gentle knowledge. Kate doesn't know what to do with a farm. She has her dowry, but it will not last long. She could marry again. Well, she could. Or. The blacksmiths laugh at her when she walks down the market street in Rouen, tool-laden belt hanging low on her hips as if in challenge. It's almost disheartening the first day. After the second, it becomes background noise. Kate is better than horseshoes. She is better than the looks the men give her, some predatory, some condescending, until she is left to wonder which she hates more. Until. The armor she makes, her first suit since she was 16 and helped her father work with wide brown eyes and quick hands, is like quicksilver, liquid light under her fingers. He laughs at her at first, but Kate has come to expect that reaction. She doesn't shy away from it, just waits with a knowing smile. Men underestimate her until she is tested, and when she is, they are bested. This is not the life Kate thought she would have, but it is hers, and she'll be damned to the fires of hell before she lets anyone take that, force her into less than she is.